Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith. This hadith is about the virtues of the dust of Karbala. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram. This is a very blessed and beautiful month, a very special sacred month, a month in which we can renew our allegiance to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and also enjoy the spiritual blessings of, you know, commemorating his martyrdom, remembering him, crying for him and his companions who were martyred alongside him on the day of Ashura in the plains of Karbala. You know, everything connected to Imam Hussein from his from the day he was killed to the place he was buried, you know, and even the dust of the land he was buried. Everything about him is special. And this distinction and this greatness and virtue is manifested in this very beautifully in this hadith, which we would like to recite for our listeners today. Imam Ali alayhi salam addressing the dust of the land of Karbala, right? So this kind of indicates the fact that this dust kind of has a sort of, is kind of sentient, has a sort of consciousness. It's also a kind of distinction. Otherwise, why would the Imam address it, right? But aside from that, you know, the Imam says the following regarding this dust. He says, how beautiful is your smell? You know, so there's a special fragrance emitting from this dust, you know, something that only probably the Imam can understand. It kind of requires a special organ of sense, spiritual organ of sense that, you know, most people don't have. But this is something nevertheless true of it. And then the Imam says the following, on the day of resurrection, a group of people will be resurrected from you, meaning from this dust, and they will enter paradise. They will enter paradise. يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, right? Without being taken into account of. This is something, this is a virtue of this land and a virtue for the people perhaps who are buried there. People who are buried there, they will enter paradise without being taken into account of. Of course, with the other conditions which are necessary for it. You know, this is the actual act of being taken account of is a sort of, you know, dangerous and scary event, right? And, you know, the idea that somebody would be relieved of this act and will not be taken account of is actually a sort of relief for the person. It's a sort of reward for him. And, you know, one of the things that can lead to this reward is the actual act of being buried in this land of Karbala. It's possible also for, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to refer to people who are actually buried there. Maybe it refers to the fact that the spirits of the believers who are somehow connected to this land, you know, on the day of resurrection, they will somehow come from this land and will be rewarded by not being taken into account for their actions. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the blessings and virtues of the dust of Karbala In the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.